Thank you very much, Mr. Freikofer. And I think the best order of things would be to discuss now the papers of Mr. Freikofer and Professor von Mises together. Are there, may I invite any interventions which should be given to one of these two papers now? Please come up. Speaker is Mr. Schwartz.
2 years ago, at the Oxford conference, we discussed the problem of monopoly. And I propose to repeat the remarks that I made on that occasion. Because the subject of large-scale enterprise and big business as compared with small business is really on all fours with the problem of monopoly. Now, what has been the development of big business, large-scale enterprise in my lifetime? I'm old enough now to talk in that way. The largest scale enterprise when I was a very young man was the railway. What has happened to that large-scale industry in our time? It is on the slide. And why is that? 60 or 70 years ago, if you wished to travel with any speed from Turin to Milan, you had to take advantage of an enterprise in which hundreds of thousands and even millions of pounds were invested. Today, you can be taken from Turin to Milan at a greater speed as you can be conducted by a railway by a young girl of 17 if she can get a license to drive. And she can do that in a piece of apparatus that doesn't cost more, as we have seen this afternoon, more than £500. Instead of having large-scale enterprise in transport, you have now got atomistic competition. That is the fate of that particular large-scale enterprise. The same thing is happening with the large-scale enterprise for transporting people across the Atlantic. We have now confronted with the problem in Great Britain of financing another Queen Mary or Queen Elizabeth liner, costing about £30 million. It's agreed that if we do finance that that new liner, it will have to be done at a loss. The building of the ship will have to be done at a loss, and the operation of the ship will be done at a loss. It will be done because the Prime Minister unfortunately gave a pledge just before the general election, but everybody in England wishes that it wasn't going to be done. And the reason why it shouldn't be done is because a comparatively small enterprise consisting of an aeroplane carrying about 50 people can do the thing much quicker and much cheaper. So there you have a case of a large-scale enterprise, the great Atlantic liner shipping company, on the way out, simply because of a change in technique which has brought about the advantage of the small-scale enterprise. And the same thing is happening to the shipyards in England, because the battleship is obsolete, and modern warfare, I don't know what modern warfare is going to be, but it certainly is not going to call for the battleship and for the construction of battleships in our shipyards. So the large-scale enterprise of shipbuilding in England is in a fairly parlous state because of that change. And then I used a case 2 years ago of the laundry. When I was young, the whole development appeared as if all the laundry, the home laundry, would be sent outside to be done by an outside enterprise. And one could have envisaged a stage when the whole of the washing and the laundry for a town like Turin would be run by two or three large-scale firms. Now today, I don't know whether there is any large-scale laundry in Turin, but it's not going to get any of my business. All I want to do to clean a shirt today is a wash basin, a spoonful of detergent, and a hanger. The washing of shirts today has become a small-scale enterprise. We heard a great deal about cinemas, about television this morning, but when you're thinking of the development of television and of the manufacture of television sets by large enterprise, you must ask yourself, what has happened to the large-scale enterprise which involved a chain of cinemas? That is also on the slide. That is also on the way out, simply because the process of viewing pictures has become a very small-scale enterprise confined to the single household. Similarly, when I was young, if you wanted your photograph taken, you had to go around to a professional photographer and have the thing done properly. And if you'd have worked on the assumption that that was a way in which to obtain a photograph, you could have envisaged the stage when some tycoon would have developed the business of taking photographs and would have had a chain of photographic studios stretching not over a whole city, but over the whole country. But what has happened is that with the manufacture of cameras, which I agree is a large-scale industry, the taking of photographs has become a small-scale industry because it can be performed by the ordinary citizen. Again, I'm old enough to remember when ice was delivered to the home by an iceman who came round with an enormous block of ice hanging on a hook. And again, you could have said, well, this process is going, you could foresee the time when another enterprising person would have got the monopoly for the delivery of ice to the whole of New York and probably a half a dozen states, and probably might have got the whole business stretching from the Atlantic to the Pacific. Well, what has happened, the refrigerator has come along. Again, I admit that the manufacture of refrigerators is a large-scale enterprise, something that might show monopolistic trends, but the manufacture of ice has become a small-scale business because any housewife can make a trayful of ice cubes in the home. And incidentally, in that respect, the power of no union has the power to hold up the community by trade union action in the matter of the delivery of ice. I tremble to think what would have happened today with a Teamsters Union in the United States if ice was still being delivered in the home in large blocks. You could have held up the whole of the United States to ransom. The Teamsters Union could have done that simply by running a racket on the delivery of ice. Now, bread making has now become a large-scale enterprise, and as a result, the bread in the United States and also in Great Britain now tastes like blotting paper. I'm hoping that Mary Baker or somebody like that will produce a simple mixture for making bread so that the housewife can just open a packet and pour it into a bowl and do some stirring and then stick it into the oven, and we should be able to get some decent bread. If that happens, then there'll be no threat of any monopoly in the making of bread, and because small scale, the whole business would have fallen into the hands of small scale enterprise. What I seem to have seen over my lifetime is the emergence of a large scale enterprise in one line. At the same time, that very emergence in one line has destroyed large scale enterprise in another line. I find the whole history of that and the whole process very fascinating, and I should advise you not to worry yourself about the threat of monopoly and not to believe that the whole trend in the economy today is towards larger and larger business with a disappearance of the small business. It just hasn't happened in my experience, and I don't think it's going to happen in the future. Thank you.